to make with this offensive line now with Joe out and Lamar out for the season?
Yeah, well, it's a difficult situation. First, just the fact losing, you usually only dress 7 O-linemen in a game. To lose 3 in a game, and that's the first time in my career we've ever had to finish with a tackle playing tight end. You know, we've talked about it before. So you definitely have some adjustments to be made. Joe Holly was playing very well for us at center, and Lamar continuing to improve as a right tackle. So, you know, it's time for Pete Kahns to step back into the starting lineup. He's got plenty of starting experience. He'll step back in at center. Gabe Karimi will move over to right tackle. We've still got Ryan Schrader as a swing tackle who has starting experience for us. So, we felt like we had good depth in our offensive line, but now, you know, we've lost, depending on how you're counting it, 3 to 4 guys that were experienced players for us. So it will definitely be a challenge, but one that we know these guys are up to that challenge.
Joe is kind of he is a leader up
absolutely.
There in front.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does John Asamoah maybe step into that role? You know, I know Blaylock's kind of quiet and stuff like that, but I've seen John kind of in the locker room.
He's John's an experienced player. That will, I'm sure, be an evolving process, who emerges as the leader. Much like the quarterback position, the center position is naturally a position of leadership, but leadership can come from any of those guys, and that will be something that will have to be developed.
One last thing on Peter. Do you feel like, you know, he said he wants to play with a little bit of a chip because of what happened last year and stuff like that. Do you see him, do you see a difference in him from last year? Obviously, he did something with his body to get.
Pete did a lot of work on his body in the offseason. He wanted to change his body, which he did. He wanted to become a more physical player, which that has shown up on film. As regard to the chip, that's a personal thing. That you would have to get from Pete. I mean, the bottom line is, if you're a pro football player and your number's called, then you're expected to perform. And we have very high expectations for Pete and for anyone else that's going to step up, that they will do that.
Coach, as far as the Giants defensively, secondary, obviously a ball hawking defense. What are you seeing from them?
Yeah, well, they're number one in the league in takeaways right now. So, obviously Matt has got to make great decisions back there. And usually at this level, part of the quarterback's decision is having time. You know, guys tend to make bad decisions if they're under pressure or not as good at decisions. So it starts with protection, guys being in the right place on the routes. We've definitely got to take care of the football. I mean, to beat the Giants, we need to win the turnover battle, and offense, we got to do our share of that.
It sucks to have these injuries, obviously. It's going to be a different combination now, but up to this point, this line has been better this season.
Right? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We're only a quarter of the way into the season. It's sad that really, again, we've really lost three starters, if you count Sam Baker in there. And, that's a shame, but once again, that's no one feels sorry for you. Every team has injuries at different positions, and unfortunately, they seem to hit one position. But our offensive line was off to a fast start, and now it's just some new guys moving in there, and the expectation remains the same.
On Anton, as an outsider, you look at it like, man, every other time the ball, he scores. I know it's not that simple to your perspective. What is the right amount for him?
That's a great question. I wish I had a great answer to give you. We've been saying all along we're deep at tailback. It's probably our deepest position on offense. We have 4 guys that we feel good about. We're always trying to work in touches for those guys. But when you only we ran 64 plays last week. When there's 64 plays, who are you taking touches away from? There's other guys that aren't getting very many touches. One thing about Anton, when he gets his touches, he's making the most of them, and he played well at Minnesota. I think guys earn their touches, and he's doing a good job of he can make a great argument. He deserves more.